The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
If we want to reach the proximity of Fatima al-Zahra, if we want to be close to him, to her, if we love her and therefore want to be with her, want to see her, want to hear her, on the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts her before all and everyone is able to see the light of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, which is too bright for anyone to see, and she is going to call upon the followers of the Prophet, the followers of her children, the followers of all adiyan, all revelations, all religions, all prophets. This Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Ahlil Jannah. When that happens on the Day of Judgment, whoever wants to be with her, how can we be with her? How can we come to a point where we would be able to be in her presence? Not physically, the hereafter way of being present. There, the realities, the truth of each person, their character, their qualities reveals itself. That's what was mentioned in those last verses of Surah Al-Qamar. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Everything that is done is in the books, God's angels are all writing that up. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Every small, that is going to reveal itself not only in the form of those books, the result of that is going to be revealing itself in the person. From looking at the person, it is obvious and evident what type of person they are. And from that, you will know, it will be evident where they will be in terms of paradise or hell, and in terms of where in paradise they will be, who they will be with. Oh, that's not a place where I can say, oh, can I be sitting by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi? No, it doesn't work like that. How can I be with her there? Well, the only way is if she is of the muqarrabin, of the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way that we can be with her, in her company, on the day of judgment, in the hereafter, is to become of the muqarrabin. There's no other way. There's no other way. We can enjoy mentioning her name. We can enjoy loving her. We can enjoy looking at her children. We can, on the day of judgment, perhaps, if we, inshallah, Allah helps us, we leave this world with the love of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, we will see them. But that's not being with them. That's not being with them. Do you like to be in a close circle near Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha? You want to be able to touch the soil beneath her feet? Do you want to be able to hold her veil and kiss it? Hold her chador and take it and kiss it? Or do you want to be at a distance where you can only watch people doing that and not be able to do it yourself? You want to be close. Obviously, anyone who loves her, the more a person loves, the closer they would want to be. How can we get closer? She is one of the muqarrabin. In that position, there's no, How can we get there? The verse is very clear. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. This idea of عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ, with the one that Fatima al-Zahra has a level of ma'rifah and understanding that she sees him and she wants to be with him and she wants to be by him and she wants to be عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. She has gotten close to Allah. Her thought process is that we see Fatima al-Zahra as a manifestation, and as the hadith have correctly, and we need to understand this, as one of the asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's more tangible and understandable to us. We want him, but we see Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. We want to get closer. She is getting close to Allah. If you want to get closer, you have to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to want taqarrub ila Allah. You need to become fi maq'ad sidqin 'inda malikin muqtadir. This is the only way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the likes of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, her father, her husband, her children, and giving them qualities that are so lovable and telling us you need to love them. Al-mawaddata fil qurba is what the Prophet said God wants me to ask you in return for what I have done for you. And that is an emotional expression. Otherwise, this is not in return. It's part of his message. It's, in a sense, an emotional expression that will instigate those emotions in us to want to love. And that's where the love begins, towards Fatima al-Zahra, towards Amir al-Mu'mineen, towards the grandchildren of the Prophet, towards the A'imma. And then once that initial stage is reached, then because you love them, you look at them, you read about them, you hear about them, you look at what they did, you look at what they said, and you can only love them. The more you read, the more you love. The more you think over what you've heard and what you've read, you're going to love more and more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Ahlul Bayt and told us to love them. So through that, we can reach في مقعد صدق عند ملك مقتدر. Through loving them and wanting to be with them, we are inclined, we get the inclination, the drive, the desire, the want to get closer to him. The only way is this. How do we do that? إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The only way is taqwa. The only way is taqwa. If I don't have taqwa, I love Fatima al-Zahra, yes, she'll be kind to me. Yes, she will give me, she will intercede. No questions regarding that, that's definite. But there's a difference between the way a muttaqi is seen and a non-muttaqi is seen. Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is a creation of God that reflects what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and dislikes. Isn't that what we have been told? Rida Fatima, Rida Allah, or the reverse is mentioned. Either way is true. What Fatima al-Zahra is pleased with is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. In other words, Fatima al-Zahra, her love, her respect, her being pleased is a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with a person. Well, God has told us in the Quran whom He is pleased with. So if that's the case, then can say Fatima to Zahra, yes, she intercedes. But who is she pleased with? Muttaqin.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.